Good morning, this is Emma and Toby with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Queensland resident with measles attended the Oasis concert in Sydney last weekend. A New South Wales health spokesperson has said people who attended the concert at a Core Stadium on Saturday should monitor for symptoms until Friday, November 28. The infected person left Brisbane Airport Saturday morning, November 8, and returned Monday night. Other than the concert and Sydney Airport, the person also visited the CBD and Inner West Sydney using the trains. A full list of locations is posted on the Queensland and New South Wales health websites, so go check those out.
And for those who saw a pillar of black smoke in South Brisbane yesterday, a tent and rubbish fire was reported in Musgrave Park at about 7:25 a.m. yesterday morning. Fire crews extinguished the flames quickly, whilst police and paramedics ensured civilians were safe. Currently, there have been no patients reported. Musgrave Park is one of Brisbane's most known tent communities and has a history of fire outbreaks. A similar situation happened last year, where the owner sadly lost everything inside.
In national news, the Bureau of Meteorology has issued an alert for a severe geomagnetic storm which saw a spectacular display of Aurora Australis in the southern parts of Australia. Also known as the Southern Lights, the magnitude of the storm also meant the phenomenon was visible in Queensland skies. This natural light show occurs when CME's expulsions of magnetized plasma from stars hit Earth, causing geomagnetic storms that disrupt Earth's magnetic field, providing with an array of natural lights that illuminate our skies. If you missed out last night, you're in luck, as meteorologists are saying the Aurora Australis should be visible again tonight.
And a recent survey has found Queenslanders are evenly split on the question of whether the state is headed on the right track. The newly released SEC Newgate Mood of the Nation report found 52% of Queenslanders thought the state was on the wrong track, compared to 48% saying the state was on the right track. The report also found greater concern over crime, with the issue taking the third spot for the most mentioned, behind cost of living and housing affordability. Just 33% of those surveyed rated social cohesion as good, representing the lowest recorded level in over a year.
And in international news, Ukraine's energy and justice ministers have resigned in the wake of a major investigation into corruption in the country's energy sector. On Monday, anti-corruption bodies accused several people, including close associates of President Zelensky, of involvement in the energy sector embezzlement scheme. Further allegations leveled against Justice Minister Herman Halashenko suggest that he and other key ministers received payments from contractors tasked with building fortifications against Russian attacks on energy infrastructure. The scandal comes amidst rising concerns over corruption in the country, with a recent survey finding 71% of Ukrainians believe the level of corruption in the country has increased following Russia's 2022 invasion.
And for your weather this morning, some haikus. Rainy day Brisbane, temp 20, max 24, little fire risk. With UV at 5, keep that sunscreen holstered on. Cancer, stay away. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more, and in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.